RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
9 a.m. sharp. Where else would you rather be doing this, man? I got heavy metal riding shotgun. He's loaded double barrel down. Coming off of Christmas with two lovely daughters. And it's only fitting that we kick this thing off. We know what the purpose is, the target, and the target is moving. But it's still, I got to know what happened in that household. How was Christmas with the girls?
We actually had a great Christmas, probably one of our best in years.
Beautiful. That's awesome. No matter who won, who lost, who was injured, who returned,
I watched zero football on Christmas, so.
You know, it's different, and of course it was work. So we all, for the most part, in checking out the boys and the Commanders. And there was a time when we're trailing, that I thought, my goodness, has it hit this? And I think 23-3, that I saw a bounce back. I saw heart. I saw courage. I saw some things that made me feel good about the uniform and about those in it, because they showed a competitive spirit. They're out of it. There's no playoffs. There's nothing like a year ago. But for this not to be duplicated, there's some things that have got to be addressed in terms of where we're going and who we're going with and all of that. But there's business ahead, and that becomes the next opponent. So I find it very interesting how we have so many moving targets. Are the Eagles a target? Well, for some they are. Others would like us to forfeit because their target is draft capital. Then there's about, well, wait a minute, who right now is playing for jobs for next year? Some say that doesn't matter. I go, well, the preseason doesn't matter either. So do you really think you get a better look now with live bullets against quality opponents? Or would you rather go into push and pull a preseason with undrafted people that don't even know if they're going to be on the team? That's another dilemma, something that we have a whole offseason to debate. So it really comes down to pick your side. What side are you on? Where do you stand? What do your eyes tell you? What does your gut tell you? Because I don't think there's nothing easy about this, but the job has to be done and somebody's got to make decisions. There's a collegiate breath of this, which is great. The bowl games and my troops, the military bowl family out there operating. JMU, the spirit that brought up, and yet what was the likelihood that it could continue? So we got a whole bunch of things that are brewing, and then shout out, and the Wiz come up and get a W. They go, oh, no, they're not supposed to win. So this was kind of like, if you're my age, you're going, wait a minute, what is it? It's not about winning. No, it's about positioning. It's this, it's that. And thank God for our outlet, that we have an outlet. Can you imagine? No sports radio. No talking heads with all this content. So you can pick where you want to go with this, but we can't disband. There's a game coming up. We've got to evaluate and make sure we're shaping next year's team, or are we? Where are you at right now? 1-800-636-1067. That'll be your ticket in. And this is a dual simulcast. We're on Team 980 as well. But I don't think these are crazy questions, because I don't know if there's an answer that anybody can give us other than what the offseason may share with us. Metal, I know you've been under the weather, and so you haven't been your usual guy that watches six things at once. But do you feel me in terms of, I think we're kind of like in the middle right now. We're kind of like, I don't necessarily know the path that we're taking. I think some people would like to shut it down right now, but you can't. So where are you right now in your perspective about who are we? And who are we? Who do we want to be? And how are we going to get there?
So, first off, I do not want them to tank against the Eagles. The Eagles may very well win. They are probably the better team, but that doesn't mean I don't want them to try to win. I'm not going to be for the tank. So,
but you know, there's maybe half the audience will show it to us, but there's a large majority, and they're not insane. I understand the strategy, but when you have, it's a live performance. How do you not go out and go for the kill? But what did you think when we were down like 23-3 or so? What did your gut tell you watching the Cowboy game?
Well, like I said, I watched it later, but I did not watch any football on Christmas. I wanted to spend family time, and also I don't have Netflix. And I know our game.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I was about to say, you've got that kind of discipline? No, you don't have Netflix. Okay.
Well, no, our game was on locally also, but the other two were not. And I just, okay. I mean, whatever. I did watch basketball, though. I love NBA on Christmas. Oh. That has been a big tradition to me.
It was Minnesota.
Yeah.
And the Nuggets. Joker.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was in the what a lot game. Of the games are kind of blowouts, and then that game was actually started like the first three quarters of that game, the Nuggets were just up by a lot, and Ant-Man turned into Santa Man and just started turning it on and somehow pulled a three in the last few seconds and tied up the game. That was an amazing game.
Smooth.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing how everything that happens in my generation. If it's extraordinary, the first person I think of is 23. And I just say, well, that was Mike-like. And he does it effortlessly.
Yeah, he takes some high-pressure shots, too, and makes them.
Oh, he does. And makes them. And told you he was going to get 30 and goes on. And then the Joker, who is the most amazing person I've ever seen.
I don't know. Like, that guy looks closer to my shape than, say, Michael Jordan's. Like, I don't know how... It's like having Gronkowski out there, and he's just exactly. So good. He's just
feather
so good,
touch.
Though.
It's the touch. He looks like a bull in a china shop, and then he could thread a needle and
looks
sew
like one
knit.
Of those guys who would beat you up at a rugby game for rooting for the wrong team.
Exactly.
You know?
but yet he could knit. He could knit you a blanket. He's got the most. He's got touch. He's an athlete wrapped up in that body. He's unselfish. He's got great. He's got. Point guard tendencies, and he can finish the run. He can do, I mean, he's amazing. And that was a treat. And this little tug of war about is Christmas, NBA, NFL, or whatever. It's about whoever can put on a performance.
So it has always been about the NBA to me, and I know the NFL is trying to move on their turf, and maybe they will eventually do that and just take it over completely, and NBA will just have to find another day. But, man, I remember in 93, my dad took me. We were out in Phoenix, Arizona, and we got to see Charles Barkley and the Suns take on Hakeem Olajuwon of the Rockets on Christmas Day.
No, you didn't.
And it was just one of those memories I will never forget, and the NFL cannot replicate that on Netflix. I am sorry. Like, that kind of experience, I will never, even if it's, like, the home game, whatever, like, it's, I don't know. It's always going to be an NBA day to me, so.
and the product, did prove to be worthy of it. Shout out to Dwayne Parker.
Well, it helped the Suns one too, you know. So
yeah, that's right. You're a guy with that.
Well, my dad had season tickets back then, but for Christmas Day, he bought the 10th row back center court seats, you know, for like the big, you know, that was like our Christmas present that year or whatever. So totally awesome, totally great memories. And again, I don't care about seeing the same teams that played on Thanksgiving play again on Christmas Day. That was just real weak too.
Yeah, how do you think the networks felt when the teams that they thought would be exciting have flopped? But yet the games was still interesting. And the fan base, I mean, I was at the stadium. You could see it was full of color and pageantry. For the Cowboy fans that have never been to Dallas, this is a real treat for them. And they come out. But the guys on the field, they showed me something. I could go thumbs up on the effort. I mean, the execution, yeah, if it had been better, maybe they win. And maybe they don't. But there were some things we can build on. I mean, Bill really helped himself, no doubt about it. There were people
that run, oof.
Yeah, they helped themselves. I'm a C-Rod guy. I really we'll never know now because he wasn't there. But big boys up front protected this quarterback situation. I mean, you got to say that look how many non-starting quarterbacks got under center in that last week. It's a battle of attrition. So when people say second string, third string, I go, be careful. Because you're one play away from where everybody's a starter. So if you don't condition your mind to that, you'll get caught. You'll get caught. I don't think we got caught. I thought they were prepared. And then defensively, when's the last time we had that much pressure?
You know, Johnny Noonan had, what, like 3 sacks, I think, right?
Yeah, and it can be... There'll be critics and people can, you know. Action is action. We had heat on the quarterback. We had some action. I will take that, my brother, every stinking day because it's not over. And that's why I love the way the league did this, playing within your division. It kind of like lines up with the series Hard Knocks. And they just happened to be in the NFC East this year, which I thought was very, very well done. Enjoyed that. I do think, and I'm just not biased, having been an alumni part of this, but that's why what the Eagles just did, the first team in 20 years, 20 seasons, no repeat champion.
They're the last team to do it, too.
Yeah, but it means... Teams coming out of Super Bowls have not been able to go back. That says a lot. 20 years. And if there's Philadelphia fans that are angry, you know, about their team, and they just came out of a Super Bowl. But I just look at this now and go, last year's Commanders, this year's Patriots, or is it the Broncos? Who's got that magic?
Texans defense looks solid too. I feel with the Ravens and the Chiefs kind of out of the and the Bengals, you know, kind of all out of the playoff hunt here, or at least not. They don't look like they're going to be Super Bowl threats. That Texans D, who's going to get through that on the AFC? I feel like it's the Bills' year to take it, but that D is so solid.
Yeah, we say that they're vicious. And what are they? They're what you want to become. They're athletic. They're fleet of foot. And when you look at our defense, based on that, it's not fair. And how long will it take you to try to get close? Or is that your goal? You know, that's where this thing really gets interesting to me. And you can't go yet because it's not time. You know, it's like a race. The starter's gun is not going off. It will not go off until the gun goes off in the Eagle game. And we officially, you know, get to the next phase. Interesting? Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt about that. Our defense, our needs. You have to have a feeling about what's the most important part of this rebuild. Or do you believe we're in one? I do. I think it's going to be a little bit of a mini rebuild. The course, the strategy, and you don't know who's going to be there until they're there. All these components make it interesting to me. But coming off the holidays, I know that Charlie's somewhere out there, and I've really been looking forward to hearing from Charlie to get his perspective on this. And he joins us right now on line one. Charlie, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Excuse me, Doc. I'm swallowing my coffee. To you and Carol and your family. Mm-hmm. And your producer and everybody, you guys, you're the entertainment. The football games to me are not entertainment. I'm in it for the win. I'm in it for the sports. I hate the entertainment aspect. All right, enough of that. I just hope to live long enough. I'm 77. I hope to live long enough to see number 17 and number 54 in the Ring of Fame at the new stadium. As long as number 17 and 54 are on the field, and Bobby Jackson probably won't be with us very long, as long as there's a Debo on the field, they're not going to tank. I never tanked. My team's never tanked. I can't stand it. I understand the reasoning behind that. I understand draft choices. But you've said it clearly many times. It's not where you draft. It's who you draft.
Yeah.
All right, you guys take life easy. I'm not a tanker, man. Play your wins. Goodbye.
I got you. Appreciate that, Charlie. 1-800-636-1067. It's one of those situations where you have the right to your opinion, and no one's right or wrong. It's just what you feel. They'll prove us all right or wrong based on their actions. They're in the position to select. We're not. But we do have an opinion, and we do have a feel for this, because in a lot of ways, especially if you buy gear, if you go to the games, you're an investor. I mean, you're in this thing. You got cash on the line, and you do have a right to voice your opinion. No, nothing wrong with that at all. This is, I guess what's the weird part about it is just in a calendar year, the coverage, the journey, it's been a wild ride. I don't know if crazy is a good word for it, because what's crazy is when you're mediocre. You're not in a championship game. That's big time. And they have a lot of parts of those pieces of that puzzle remaining. Now, the question is, do you have enough to bounce back? And I know people say, well, JD5 got hurt. It could happen. You know, it could happen. That is part of the game. So I'm not going to use that as a crutch. As tempting as it is, you have to play the game about saying, what if? I don't know, big fella, how much you do the what if game, but it is possible. I understand that. Shout out to Walt, my Tampa crew. They're getting up. A lot of people must have been indulged. You got so much to watch, late night hoops. And so what we'll do is, now that your eyes are opening up, a little bit of that coffee gets into you, and we got to answer some questions. We might be the only people on the planet capable of trying to solve this issue. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. DOC Metal, we're here with you. And we're just rocking. Let's get some done with this time. All right? Holla back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I don't know what we'll settle today, but we can at least establish the fact that it matters to you, to me, to people who follow this closely. Ultimately, we got to get on the same page. We are not executing the selections. I get that. But our voice has an impact if we can ever get on the same page, because all of us, well, for the most of us, exception of Big Tony and Clay, would like to see Burgundy and Gold rise once again to prominence. Can't guarantee anything, but we want to be in the mix. So what say you out in Largo? Marco, what's going on?
Yeah, I want to see this team rise just like you do. It seems like you and I have been having the same conversation for 32 years, Doc. But truth be told, I do have to say this about the defense, and I know everybody wants to talk about the defense, mm-hmm. and I think you'll agree with me. If you got to rebuild the defense, you could say, everybody could say, start with the defensive end, start with the safeties. Look, you need to get tackles. And I love Javon Kinlaw. I think Javon Kinlaw can be a baller. I love him. I love Newton. I don't know if Newton's big enough to be a tackle. He may be better on the end. But if you could get a tackle in, let's say, trade back and get a tackle in the second round, and go from there, and then just start building and get a defensive end in the first round, then you could build something, maybe get some linebackers in free agency. I believe this team can rebound and they can get there. But I also think, too, we can't have the Coach Sheehan mentality, okay? Kevin Sheehan, who I happen to love, and you do too,
yes, my brother,
just like he got stuck on 2012, he's stuck on 2024. mm-hmm. And you can't play in 2024 like you – I mean, in 2026 like you could in 2024. Why? because everybody in the conference and in the league is much better, talent-wise. So you got to get talent around your quarterback. And if people don't think you need to have talent, look at what they're doing in Chicago. Ryan Poles put talent around Caleb Williams. You look at what they're doing in Denver. They got talent around Bo Nix. They got talent around J.J. McCarthy. I've said this repeatedly for the last year and a half, and you've heard me say this, that Jaden Daniels has the worst talent around him compared to everybody else in this draft class. The defense needs to be taken care of too, but so does Jaden. And we can't have this – he has to have a messiah complex where he has to do everything. That's on the organization and the coaching staff for saying, we need to get him out of there because he's got to do this, he's got to do that. Well, why don't you get some guys to play with him that can help him to get where he's got to get to?
Michael Jordan becomes complimentary football. That's the part where I don't think they believe in. They've demonstrated to me that they don't. And so everybody, I mean, he's got a lot. It's not like they're void completely. They choose a course that I don't agree with the destinations. I don't get with their GPS. But they're not the little sisters of the poor. I mean, that offensive line, they can't make him utilize them, but let's not act like they're not there. They've got enough in that running back room to get more out of it than they've shown thus far. And were they shorthanded outside for a minute? Yeah. But who isn't? Who doesn't have to deal with the adversity? I still think structurally, mentally, we're not on the same page.
No,
you
got
to be on the same page as an organization.
I agree.
So you're working together. I don't sense that. It's the offense, the defense, special teams.
That's a great point, Doc. What people don't realize about the first wave that Joe Gibbs of winning, going to the Super Bowl and winning it, I would say between 82 and 85, your group was run the ball and then stop the run. You couldn't move Dave Butts. You couldn't move Dave Butts. At all, period. You couldn't move and along with Darryl Grant, you just couldn't move him. And you couldn't stop John Riggins. The problem is with this team is you got a back in Rodriguez, who I totally agree with. You could have Thunder and Lightning with Rodriguez and Merritt. You could have both the Thunder and Lightning with both of them. If you use them correctly, if you run 25 to 30 times, you wouldn't have any problems.
You know that. I know that. And what they've got to get that figured out this offseason, Mark, is can they get on the same page? They got to prove to me that they can get on the same page before they request the team to do something.
That's the front office, too, Doc.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the front office, too.
Appreciate you, man. Happy holidays.
All right, buddy.
Running out to Land Over Heels. Marco, welcome home.
Top of the day to you, Doc. And Merry Christmas,
sir.
And Happy New Year to you and yours, my friend.
Here we go. What are we going to do?
Doc, you know what we got to do, buddy? That dirt in their hands should tell them what they need to do. Because you got dirt kicked all over them, ain't kicking it back, man. They need to get back to the basics, like you've been saying. They can't tackle, you know, anything. You know, and like B. Mitch says, you cannot try and tackle somebody and not take them to the ground. You're not supposed to be standing there after you tackle them. They need to get back to the basics just as much as they need to get back to improving their personnel. When you're not executing the way the game's supposed to be played at the basic level, how are you ever going to be successful, Doc? You know this.
Yeah, man, you got me in your choir, no doubt about it.
I know you do. I know you're there, Doc, and that's what really is upsetting. And you know, they got a shot, but they got to play. They're not playing, man, and they need to realize that, Doc. And, you know, and I agree with you totally on your point is they're not playing with that centrifuge between offense and defense and all the player on each side being playing together. That's brutally apparent, too. I mean, it's reached the point of ridiculousness, and everybody can see it. Mark from Largo can see it. Vic can see it. And I think that Vic would agree with me, and I think Lou would agree with me. I mean, all of us bleed burgundy and gold like you, Doc, because, hey, I'm a man. Tears will come down over this guy's face for the old Washington Redskins, Washington Commanders, whatever you want to call them. And I don't think any of the fans are out of line, or I'm out of line to talk to you about it because I know you feel the same way, Doc. And I think they got to play football, and that's not what they're doing.
Yeah, well, the key is that we got to stand strong with them. and support
them. That's right, buddy.
And for the comeback.
Right.
Appreciate that, man. Enjoy your new year.
I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
My man, 9:30 in the nation's capital. Metal, want to slip and slide, take a break, come back, continue to light it up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Appreciate all the activity on X. DC Sports plus Lakers for life. Connor McJesus, 24. Sent a shot over Metal of a young man in his life opening up, tearing that paper up. I know you remember the most aggressive attack physically you on a box that's wrapped. And then, I mean, that should be filmed. NFL Films should go in and do a story on just watching kids unwrap presents. Violence, the aggressiveness.
The ones that get you are the ones where they've actually, like, bolted in the toy into the box.
Oh,
and so you're
man.
Trying to, like, open the box, but, like, it's just still attached, and you're like, come on.
This young fella got a jersey, a JD5 jersey. And, I mean, and I think we all have that one gift that you wanted. Now, you notice how you want it every year, but the one that knocked your socks off, whether it's that Lionel Train, whatever it was, a bike, glove, cleats, but to see the look on this young man's face as they're filming him says it all, man. The joy in that, and then to see that the number one is for your favorite team, and this rallying point, just the action at Northwest Stadium. I mean, it was a buzz. You didn't know. I mean, neither team is playoff bound. But the question all week, as we did it on these microphones, was, is it still a rivalry? What does Dallas Week mean? And I was proud of the fact that I don't think it's dead. I think it's still got life. And I hope it would continue, because it's hard to generate a rivalry and have a legitimate one. Some people don't. Most don't. And so I feel that that was good. I felt good about that. And I think that means a lot. It really does. At my age. Now, there's some young people that BTP crew, maybe they don't. Maybe there's not as much interest in it because they don't have as much invested. And let's face it, most of their time has been lousy following it. New Jersey's our next stop. Who should we look to draft, Mitchell?
Good morning, Doc. Happy New Year's and healthy one for you and
happy
your family.
Happy holidays. Yes, absolutely.
I had the best Christmas. I got the best present ever. My second grandson was supposed to be born yesterday, but he decided to come out on Thursday.
Wow. What's his name?
Little Jeremiah Mitchell Aponte.
Jeremiah Mitchell. All right.
Good
well,
name.
God
my
bless
daughter's
him.
Surprised with, thank you. My daughter's
that's
surprised
awesome.
With the middle name. And he's a little over 9 pounds, and he's got more hair than me already.
Well, that's not hard to
I
do.
I guess I'm okay with our running back, but committee, Chris Rodriguez is hurt again. What else is new? I want to see him get a best draft choice, so you know where I stand with that decision.
Yep.
It's been a lost season. We still have pretty good enough talent, but we have to build up a line and another wide receiver. Best player available every round that we have, and we have money, can't take it with you. Spend the money and bring in the people that we need. Love to see.
All
and
right.
What do you think about Drake Jackson? Him and Mekhi Lemon, he blew the cuff, but I see Drake Jackson was signed the last two games for Washington. Will he stick around? Is he coming around?
No idea.
Around?
You know what? Yeah. My focus is Philadelphia. And I'm not in the offseason.
Don't worry about that.
Well, okay. No, I've got to stretch it out my way. And I think that because they're going to go out and play the game. It's not canceled. So everything about me is that I would love to see us play our butts off like we did for a lot of the game against Dallas. But I'm never going to say I want to go into a game and not win, especially if it's Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, beating them is even more exciting to me than beating Dallas. Because Dallas is just not a big thing. They're not that's just for sport. The Eagles are a championship caliber ball club with championship talent. So if you can get up in their mustache, then you've done something significant.
I want to see what we do.
All right, brother, be good. Mental. I mean, I just where I am. So I just built that way. I can't not look at that team has had a lot of success. They're not playing their best football. I think that's clear. But the fact that we don't even know who's playing, and when you're talking about the most important position on the field, I would say that I would guess. What you call it, smart money? I bet it's all going to the green machine. That would be my attitude towards it. And I'm okay with that. Still got to play the game. I think it was 20. Yeah. Squad to Rockville. Danny, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Doc? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I mean, this is people don't line up and volunteer to come in and talk about the aftermath when it doesn't go well. They run from these shifts. I run towards them.
Well, I mean, look, you know what I was always told, man? If you run away from the problem, your problem is never going to go away. It's just going to chase you down until you get tired. You have to be able to face the problem, talk to the problem or about it, and then the problem will eventually disappear because then you know what you need to fix. But you can't run from problems because until you fix it, you can't. It's never going to go away. So I'm sorry, but that's just something that my dad has taught me. If you know there's a problem or you know you got a problem, face it, son, and then you'll be able to fix it. And then fix the problem and never do it again. And then move on. That's how life gets a little easier. You just got to know. That's all. Here's what I wanted to call in and talk to you about the Commanders, and then I'll talk to you about my Christmas. So I think Adam Peters, you know, this is obviously completely, we see a lost season. It's done. It's over. We got one, you know, we got another game we got to play. But as far as, like, going anywhere, we know that was over. We knew that a couple weeks ago. I think Adam Peters has to take the approach like this. If he does not end up trading back in the first round or doesn't have a plan to do it at all, because there's a lot of ball players, as you say, Doc, I hear you say it a lot, we need a dog, okay? Mm-hmm. We need a dog on both sides of the ball, on offense and defense. That's no knock against Terry or anything, but we need that 6'2", 6'3", 210-pound receiver that can go up and get a ball like A.J. Brown, you know what I mean? Those type of players like Mike Evans and things. But on the defensive like side of the ball, we like Terry too, but what I mean by the height, I mean Terry's not 210, 6'2", 6'3". You know what I mean? So we need that big body receiver that cornerbacks are like, man, I gotta guard this all game long. But then we need that dog on that defensive line. You know, or back on that safety side. You know, if you can go and get downs, fine. If you go and get Baines, fine. We need a dog. You know what I mean? So if Peters doesn't trade back, then I think what he needs to do is take that, because we're going to have over $100 million in salary cap money. He needs to take that money, and I'm going to say it, and I hate to bring this out of my mouth. He needs to go do what the Patriots did. Go shopping, man. Not window shopping. Go shopping and use that money and spend it and bring in some more dogs, because the salary cap could supplement the draft picks you don't have by paying those people to come in here and want to play some Commanders, some Hawks football. That's what he can do. We don't have a lot of draft picks, but we got a lot of money, okay? We have a lot of money. And we can't sit back and still have $50 million or $40 million sitting on the shelf like we don't want to use it. Use that money. There's players that want to come play here. Trust me, there is. They see that they can make a difference. They know there's a spot that's open. You know what I mean? Now, here's
your
what I want to say.
Your plan is sound. Your plan is sound. But again, what's going to make him change from doing what he always does, or what he's showing you that he's doing?
Well, here's what I think it is. You just went from 12-5 to potentially 4-13 or 5-12. That's a slap in the face. The league is talking about you like you don't deserve to be a GM. So you need to change. Sometimes you have to learn that you got to change your approach to be much more successful. Doc, you ever woke up in the morning, did something wrong, and said, this didn't work? Let me try this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and something didn't work. We got to try something else. You know?
Your logic is there, but this league doesn't seem to operate that way. It just doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what I mean? I mean, what you're saying, I can dance with what you're saying, but I'm just going, what league have you been paying attention to? We don't even know who's in charge. That's what I'm saying. But you know what? This is not me being right, you being right. This is like, I asked for your opinion. You gave it. I love it. I don't understand it because I'm looking at this like going, well, did you just watch what they just did? They're showing you who they are. Now,
yeah,
we never got to see Terry Debo and his quarterback. You may never see them together. That's the beauty of this league. You got a 48-man roster fit, whatever it is. Make sure everybody can play. Your job is to hire people that can get people ready to play in games. I don't live the idea, well, he didn't get enough reps. Well, then give him more. Do you think it's not possible that he's going to play? Are you serious? So I don't understand that. The hell are you talking about? Well, he didn't get – then give him more. You do whatever it takes to make sure anybody you're paying that's on your roster can actually play. And it's coached up.
Can I tell you about my Christmas real quick?
Real quick.
All right, so I had surprised my nephew, and I'm sure you've seen it because I sent you the video and the picture.
Yes,
he had no idea. He's been asking me. Yeah, he's been asking me for a Jaden Daniels jersey since I moved back home in June, right? And I just told him, you know, I just moved home. I'm still, you know, trying to, you know, he's eight. He don't probably understand the money thing, but maybe he does. So I told him, look, you know, uncle don't have that much money right now. Starting a new job, just moved home, got to move to an apartment. He wanted it for his birthday, and I couldn't quite get it for him for that. But I had already bought it the first week of December because I'm like, let me get the thing now because you know how these gifts are when they start to ship in December. It may get here, it may not if you're late. He had no idea that that Jaden jersey was at the bottom of that bag because the first thing at the top was the Capitals hat he was wearing. So he thought that was it. I said, nah, man, there's more in that bag. And he started ripping it open. So I asked him, you saw the video. I said, what jersey do you think it is? He goes, Terry McLaurin, because he wears 17. He plays football. So 17, or okay. Terry's his favorite number. And then he rips it open. He doesn't even look at the back of the name. He just softly, you know, you saw the video, softly stretches out the number yeah. Goes, that's five, man. This is definitely Jaden. You can see the little smirk on his face. That's happiness. Yeah. And for me, that's what Christmas is all about because my dad wasn't in the video, but he was smirking harder than me and my nephew. And that's the thing. I like to see joy on people's faces, especially the kids and even my dad, than I do myself because I like to make people happy. You know, my nephew plays football. Me and my dad are hoping he's like the next Micah Parsons, the next young Von Miller or something out there, and we could go show up and support him. So, you know, I just wanted to tell you that story because,
appreciate
man,
that. Hey, Metal.
I'm not married anything, but hey.
Metal. Do you hear how he just said two pass? What were the odds of him saying two defensive pass rushers, not a quarterback, not a wide receiver? He said two pass rushers. Keep that mentality because that's what we need. We need to go back and get people that can go and destroy the quarterback psyche. I like the way he's thinking. Appreciate that. End of story. We got to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to get a reporter will join us. Who's always into it. D-Hop is with us. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to get an old running back to kind of give us his thoughts of what he saw from Bill doing his thing. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Sports Saturday here. 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Heavy Metal behind the glass, DOC, hot microphone and a lot of you have been so active today, which is a good move because you never know when your numbers call. How about Josh Johnson? It would be a lot of fun at some point. I did have the pleasure of spending many hours with Babe Laufenberg. And I always found it fascinating to talk to a guy, whether he's a non-starter or not, to understand how mentally you stay in a game not knowing where you're coming in. Metal, that's got to be, although you're a pro, it's still got to be nerve-wracking to be able to stay. And this brother is so composed.
Man, that's kind of my job around here, man. They call me in yeah. All the time when someone's sick or whatever. Dude, I'm the fill-in, dude.
So you stay ready. You don't have to get, because you stay ready.
And you don't know what job you're doing tomorrow sometimes or when.
That's my point. That's the whole idea. I mean, these new commercials that are out now where they're using backup quarterbacks to come in normal day-to-day situations.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote it is brilliant. It's brilliant. And his performance.
That one with the family picture, that kid looks so sad when they take him out, though.
I know it. That is right. But, you know, Josh, I mean, played well, made some throws, played well. It was, there were moments in there I was going, okay. And that's what we should expect out of a pro who stays ready, gets it. Nobody had to make an excuse about reps. He had millions of reps, and he got the job done. And the way today's game goes, you don't know who the hell's going to be in the huddle. You can get hurt on any play. Somebody new is going to be in. And that's a story that goes all the way across the league, because if there's one thing you can guarantee is that it's probably going to require a lot of change and flexibility in how you think in order to be successful at this. So I think that the team deserved that shout out because they earned it, you know, and So we got time for Vic before we go to break. We got about a minute out.
Let's try to do him real quick here.
Hey, Vic, let's see if we can get you in there, brother. How are you?
What's up, Coach? Doc, how you doing?
Hey, man, just trying to keep heavy metal from breathing down my neck, man. He's demanding.
I dig it. if we are discussing briefly, I know we said we got about a minute, what we need to do for next year. I think one of the biggest things that took place for the organization, the top-down, that was a good thing, was Adam Peters taking control of the reins and saying, we're shutting Jaden down. Of course, I would like to see Jaden play, to continue to play, but what we've also seen is that there are parts of our team, particularly on our offensive line, that make up our team that are not as dialed in, that are not as quality, effort, technique, fundamentals, what have you, that have lapses during the games that could put our most prized possession in harm's way to affect him for next season. So when you look at that top down, I understand why Adam is just saying, I'm going to shut him down for the sake of the organization because we put so much stake in him as an organization. What that does is let Dan know that I'm in charge about the quality of the organization. And right now, the play of the organization that makes us the organization is not up to par. So just understand that moving forward, I'm going to be evaluating because this is the first evaluation of the organization based on what goes on the field. And I think that had to happen because what we were in the offseason and training camp and how much
we got to wrap it up, Vic.
No problem. I think all of that is consistent with what needs to happen next year.
All right, we'll figure it up on the other side, Vic. Appreciate that intel. We got to go to break. We come back top of the hour. D-Hop joins us, and then Lamont Jordan at the bottom. We'll be back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.